Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna.
Oh, how nice it is to be with all of you, children and adults. We're all children, young at heart, big children. I was looking at that painting. You know, this painting's done by Ram Dass. What's his name? Ram Dass Abhiram, is it? Ram Dass, anyway, Ram Dass. And you know what he did in this painting? It's a very interesting thing. There's Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda dancing, and you see the mridanga player.
Yeah.
That's Ram Dass. Yeah, it's Ram Dass. If you ever meet him, then you'll realize that is definitely Ram Dass. Sort of oriental looking faces. Yes.
Nityananda, he painted the Rasa Leela, and in the Rasa Leela, one of the gopis is his wife.
Right. Yes, devotees. Let us now read a few verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela chapter 25. The residents of Varanasi become Vaishnavas. It's in the last chapter of the Madhya Leela. And there's a sequence of concluding verses in which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami appeals to the devotees to always be Krishna conscious by hearing and chanting about Krishna. Very beautiful. Ihara prasade paiva krishna tattva sara sarva shastra siddhantira ihan paiva apara. By understanding the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can understand the truth about Krishna. By understanding Krishna, one can understand the limit of all knowledge described in various revealed scriptures. Krishna Lila Amrita Sara Tara Shata Shata Dara Dasha Dike Vahe Yaha Paite Sri Chaitanya Lila Haya Sarovara Ikshaya Manohansa Charaha Tahate. The pastimes of Lord Krishna are the essence of all nectar, and that nectar is flowing in hundreds of rivers in all directions. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are an eternal reservoir, and one is advised to let his mind swim like a swan on this transcendental lake. Bhaktigana Shunamora Dainya Vachana Toma Sabara Padaduli, Ange Vibhu Shanakari, Kichu Muni Karan Nivedan. With all humility, I submit myself to the lotus feet of all you devotees, taking the dust from your feet as my bodily ornaments. Now, my dear devotees, please hear one thing more from me. Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gana, Yate Prapula Padmavana, Tara Madhu Kari Aspadan, Prema Rasa Kumuda Vane, Prapulita Ratri Dine, Tate Charao Mano Bringa Gana. Devotional service to Krishna is exactly like a pleasing, jubilant forest of lotus flowers, wherein there is ample honey. I request everyone to taste this honey. If all the mental speculators bring the bees of their minds into this forest of lotus flowers and jubilantly enjoy ecstatic love of Krishna day and night, their mental speculation will be completely transcendentally satisfied. Nanabhavera Bhakta Jana Hansa Chakra Vaka Gana Yate Sabe Karena Vihar Krishna Keli Sumrinala Yaha Pai Sarvakala Bhakta Hansa Kalaye Aha. The devotees who have a relationship with Krishna are like the swans and chakravaka birds who play in that forest of lotus flowers. The buds of those lotus flowers are the pastimes of Krishna, and they are edibles for the swan-like devotees. Lord Sri Krishna is always engaged in his transcendental pastimes. Therefore, the devotees following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can always eat those lotus buds, for they are the pastimes of the Lord. Sei sarovare gya hansa chakra vaka hana sadatahan karaha vilas kandibe sakala dukha paiva parama sukha Anayase habe premolas. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should go to that lake and, remaining always under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they should become swans and chakravaka birds in those celestial waters. They should go on rendering service to Lord Sri Krishna and enjoy life perpetually. In this way, all miseries will be diminished. The devotees will attain great happiness, and there will be jubilant love of God. Ayam Rita Anukshana Sadhu Mahanta Megagana Vishvodhyane Kare Virashan Tate Pale Amrita Pala Bhakta Kaya Nirantara Tara Sheshe Jie Jagajana. The devotees who have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take the responsibility for distributing nectarian devotional service all over the world. They are like clouds pouring water on the ground that nourishes the fruit of love of Godhead in this world. The devotees eat that fruit to their heart's content, and whatever remnants they leave are eaten by the general populace. Thus, they live happily. Chaitanya Lila Amrita Pura, Krishna Lila Sukar Pura, Duhe Milihaya Sumadhurya Sadhu Guru Prasade taha ye asvade se jane madhurya prachurya. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are full of nectar, and the pastimes of Lord Krishna are like camphor. When one mixes these, they taste very sweet. By the mercy of the pure devotees, whoever tastes them can understand the depths of that sweetness. And the last verse we'll read. Ye lila amrita vine, kaya yadi anapane, tadai bhaktira duvala jivan, yara eka bindu pane, utpulita tanumane, hase gaya karaye nautam. Men become strong and stout by eating sufficient grains. But the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains but does not taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom, and he begins to laugh, sing, and dance. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is very nice. This is Krishna consciousness, actually. Yeah. And Krishna consciousness means, well, Krishna consciousness entails that we get together and through the process of sharing Krishna consciousness together, then we help each other become nourished in this way. We become nourished, and by helping other devotees become nourished, they become nourished, we become nourished in the process. So, like this, it's a very rich and very beautiful thing. Once one really gets a taste for it, you know, in the 11th canto is the classic description of the different levels of devotees, the Kanishta Adhikari, the beginner, the Majjhim Adhikari, the middle level devotee, and then of course the high level devotees, the Uttama Adhikaris. And the Kanishta, one thing which is very prominent about those lower level beginning type devotees is that they cannot associate, or if they try to associate, they cannot associate properly. They'll try to instruct a senior devotee, take instruction from a junior devotee, and offend someone over something which is just not worth the trouble, and like this. Or else they will just stay on their own and just, well, you could say wallow in their little thing, but basically they'll just stay wherever they are in that way at best. But because Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada would say, Krishna consciousness is 90% association. And it's only amongst the Madhyams that association, first of all, that it really goes on in a Krishna conscious way, and certainly that it is done properly. This is really, when the Madhyam Adhikaris are described in terms of association. that the Madhyama Adhikaris, they associate with the devotees and they befriend the devotees. Then they associate with with the innocent non-devotees and try and give them Krishna consciousness, and they don't associate with the demoniac people. And of course they associate with Krishna. They love Krishna. So they're always associating with Krishna in different ways through hearing and chanting and remembering and discussing and so on. So really, it's a very important thing, association. And of course the Uttama Adhikaris, well, they're just totally drowned in the ocean of Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada would say, is 90% association, and if we think about it, then we can get some appreciation how that is the case. Like, of course there's the association of devotees, and if one is really trying to practice Krishna consciousness nicely and be like a Madhyama Adhikari, then that association, when we meet our devotee friends, that'll be in terms of Krishna consciousness and not just material talk about work and money and whatever else, politics and this and that. But we'll meet with the devotees and we'll discuss about Krishna, what we have read, any points we have thought about, questions, and like this, there'll be Krishna conscious discussion. When this happens and we see it happening, then we can know that yes, this is Krishna conscious association. It's very important. Because Krishna is present. We get Krishna's association also in that Krishna conscious discussion, rather than just the material of discussion which so many other things are present. And then when we chant the holy names, we're associating with Krishna. Why is chanting so nice? Because Krishna is there. When we read the books, Krishna is there. And if we read nicely and hear the discussion nicely, then Krishna enters our ears and enters our hearts. And in this way we feel something happening. So that's association also. Even we mentioned yesterday, I can't remember if it was in the morning or the evening, but how Srila Prabhupada, in one purport in the third or fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, where there's some description of some things to do with Narada Muni, Srila Prabhupada says, in a purport, we would like to thank Narada Muni for appearing in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was in the morning. Yeah. Yes. His association is there. And Prabhupada's association, and Krishna's there. If we really focus, this is what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying here so beautifully, that if we really focus on these things, like in that ocean, or that lake, which is the lake of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, there are lotus flowers. And then there are buds of lotus flowers. The buds are the pastimes. And he says, the devotees eat the buds. In this way they become nourished and strong. Not just by eating the food grains. And you know, talking about food grains. Srila Prabhupada said that when a person, as a person gets older, they can stop eating grains. Yeah. On a number of occasions, Prabhupada made that point. Don't have to eat grains, because grains are like building food. And once you reach a certain point, the building stops. And, I mean, in the sense of building a strong body, of course, you know, building may go on in terms of just expanding. But that's the wrong type of building. So, therefore, he makes the point here that you may become stout and strong by eating grains, but still you may be weak if you don't eat those buds of the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, which are there in that beautiful lake of Lord Chaitanya's. So, you know, we come to Krishna consciousness based on certain initial attractions for different reasons. But in order to, and we may even carry on. We may carry on even for a long time. Without really going deeper, but somehow we just hang in this somewhere. But actually the idea is really to go deeper. And if we associate nicely in the Krishna conscious way, then, and really to get a taste for those pastimes, and the katar in general, hearing and chanting, and serving, rendering devotional service in different ways. If we really get a taste, then it's like a great door opens up. We've already come through one door and we're here in Prabhupada's house. But now we have to open greater doors, there are greater vistas beyond, back home, back to Godhead. Not just, you know, sticking around in the company of devotees. So, like this, in the association of other devotees, we have to cultivate hearing and chanting about Krishna. We were saying over our little meal that some years ago, I forget exactly when, but perhaps 5 years ago, we were in Bombay and I happened to get quite ill with my respiratory bronchial condition. So I went to our hospital, Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Bombay, and there I should find, who should I find, but Niranjan Maharaj was there, Radhanath Maharaj was there, Bhaktivijayapurna Maharaj was there, Prahladananda Maharaj was there,
visiting.
In the hospital. Yes. And various others. Suhotra Swami was there. And Vijay Prabhu, who's the book distribution minister. And one or two others. There are about 10 of us. There. And we're all different conditions. And we would, at meal times, well, we would see each other, of course, during the day, because there's a whole wing of the hospital which was just blocked off for us. But we would come together at lunch, at meal times particularly, and the first katar, you know what the first katar was? How are you? So we would say, you know, well, today I'm feeling like that. Yesterday. And then we would laugh. We would laugh because we realized, we understood what was happening. You know, just, you know, you just get oriented like that. If, you know, you become preoccupied if this health condition reaches a certain point, it becomes like a focus. So we would laugh, and then we would have bhajan programs together, we would chant together and read together, and we did programs for the staff in the hospital, We went to the Gaupanima festival in Chaupati temple. There we were. There was about 10 of us, all very senior devotees, and all in different states of disrepair at the Gaupanima festival. Finally, that was the main arti, and the question was, do we stand up or want to be together? So we stood up and the devotees were dancing and we were just sort of able to stand. But anyway, the thing is, association. So we get that association through just being with the devotees as long as the katha is actually Krishna conscious. And then when we chant, when we serve, Krishna is present in the service. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was stressing rendering devotional service. And in the deity, Krishna is present in the deity. It's association. All these things, it's association. Even when we eat prasadam, why is prasadam so nice? Because Krishna is present. Really. It's because Krishna is present in it. And so all these activities, if we analyze our lives in Krishna consciousness, and if we analyze Krishna consciousness, then we see that association is an element which is just running through everything, and which is even the essence of practically every activity in Krishna consciousness. It's quite amazing. So, if we get that realization and that understanding, then we should really try to apply that consciously. It's the one thing just being with the other devotees and it's nice and we come out at the end saying, yeah, that was nice, association. But it's another thing understanding why it's nice, how it's nice, and then working on it to make it even nicer, to develop it more and more. Like in Russia, in some places, the devotees have started a program, like the householders particularly. Even some of those cities, there is no center at all. And all they do, they rent a hall on Sundays. They rent a hall and they come together. But appreciating the value of these things, the devotees in some places, they have started a program of getting together, not just like Namahata, they also do that, but atmospheric. But getting together for japa evenings. Getting together for japa evenings. So they just come together and they chant japa. Even I thought we could chant a little japa this evening, perhaps, at some point. Yeah, maybe chant one round or something together. And they were saying how nice they're finding this. Even some cities, what they do, they get together once a month. Well, they get together much more than that, but once a month they get together and have kirtan evening. They just have kirtan for 2 or 3 hours. 100 devotees. Yeah. Because they're experiencing. You know, some of them are getting that experience that, oh, there's taste here. We want that taste. So let's do things which will help us get that taste. So therefore they cultivate these programs and develop these programs. Yeah. Some of them get together and study together, just like a discussion group. So association is really very, very valuable thing. Well, it's a very important thing. There, of course, it's valuable if it's good association. If it's bad association, that's another thing, you know. And what is our favorite form of bad association, at least for many people? Okay. What's this? What is it? Oh, that's the TV. Yes. That's as they say, the idiot box. Even the non-devotees say that. You know? Even they got the idea. Yeah. So we tell the devotees in Russia, if you want to undermine your Krishna consciousness and, you know, do something against it, then watch TV. It'll do a good job. Watch lots of TV. Yeah. Anyway, you know, we don't want to be too sort of encouraging, too Spartan approach to life. But particularly, you know, for the adults who are actually trying to cultivate Krishna consciousness systematically, we should try and avoid things like that, because it pollutes our consciousness. And then when we try to do our chanting to get the taste and to sort of break through into the whole experience, transcendental experience, becomes so much harder. Yeah. Giriraj Maharaj was telling us about, well, he was telling us this one story about Prabhupada Rimas, that Prabhupada was on a morning walk somewhere in America, walking through some suburban area. And on the street, there was one car parked, which was a Ford Thunderbird, which is some car, popular American car. So Prabhupada stopped, and he looked at the name Thunderbird. He pointed and he asked the devotee, so, what is this Thunderbird? Is there such a thing? And the devotees didn't know what to say. And someone said, well, it may be, you know, from some like American so-called Indian legends, or, you know, they have these sort of types of characters. Maybe something like that. But the devotees really didn't know what to say exactly. And Prabhupada said, in India, what do we say? Bharat Me. Is that correct? In India?
Yes.
Bharat Me.
Bharat Me.
Me.
Me is myself. Me is in
Bharat. Bharat?
Me is in Bharat. Me is myself.
Okay, Bharat Me. Prabhupada said, in India, we have a Thunderbird. In India, we have a Thunderbird. It is called, what's it called?
Chatak.
Chatak, that's it. Chatak. It is called Chatak. And this bird, it never drinks water from the ground, like a river or lake or pool or anything. It only takes water as the rain falls from the clouds. As the rain is falling, it's there, taking the water like that. And therefore, Prabhupada said, therefore, in the rainy season, when there are many rain clouds building up, then you see all these birds come. Even, you know, if you see some of these Rajasthani paintings, Krishna Leela paintings, if you look, then you'll see some of them where there are rain clouds in the background, you see these little white birds in the paintings. They're chatak. Yeah. So yes, Prabhupada was explaining that this bird, Thunderbird, chatak, it will not take water from the ground. It only takes it from the cloud. And sometimes the cloud gives thunder and lightning, but still the chatak does not go away. It stays. And sometimes the cloud does not give rain. It just sits there without giving rain. But the chatak still does not go away. So Prabhupada said, in the same way, a devotee only takes mercy from Krishna. You can get, you know, mercy or whatever you'd call it, some taste of some sort from so many things. All sorts of different things. You can get taste, some taste. But the devotee will not take the taste from anywhere other than Krishna. And Prabhupada said, sometimes Krishna sends thunder and lightning. Some test may be there. But still the devotee doesn't go away. And sometimes it seems Krishna's not giving mercy. But still the devotee doesn't go elsewhere to try and find some mercy elsewhere. And in the end, Krishna gives mercy. As Srila Prabhupada's father would say, Krishna has 8 hands, you have 2. If Krishna wants to take something from you with his 8 hands, how will you hold on to it with your 2? But if Krishna wants to give you with his 8 hands, how will you hold it with your 2? Really, it's amazing. Like we have this experience sometimes in Russia. This is an interesting little thing. Funny little thing. You are not allowed to take out of Russia more than $3,000. Otherwise you have to get permission. And therefore, the devotees, like the preachers, when they come in, they try to bring as little as possible. Because people give donations. But then it reaches a point. It may reach a point, the point where it goes beyond $3,000. And then the preachers are thinking, oh no. They're not going to give us more money, are they? What to do? Because some devotees even got caught and had money confiscated. Yeah. So like this, you know, progress. There's Krishna consciousness in like a very basic, rudimentary sense. Then there's progressive Krishna consciousness. And of course, any Krishna consciousness is nice, better than mundane consciousness. But when Krishna consciousness becomes progressive, then it starts to become very nice. Oh, yes. And everything, it's just like you go into another dimension and then when you walk down the street and you see the materialistic people and what they're doing, and then you get strong realizations that look at this. Look at this. I am so happy that I am not in this any longer. Really. Rudimentary level means, you know, wow, he's doing pretty good. Gee, thanks. I mean, materially. Maybe I should also. One is caught between. whether to progress materially or spiritually. Yes. Yes. So we should try to be progressive in our Krishna consciousness. This is what makes the difference between, you know, these two levels of devotees. Those who just Kanishta, which is better than not being a devotee after all. Even Prabhupada says somewhere, I forget exactly where it is, but Prabhupada makes the point that the non-devotees should not criticize the Kanishta Adhikaris. Because the Kanishta Adhikaris are really in quite a different position, even from the non-devotees. They've progressed. But really we should try and come to that Madhyam Adhikari level, where we are able to associate nicely and get together, particularly get together with other devotees and have nice association, Krishna conscious association. Yeah, you know, some of those Krishna conscious discussions where after a while you look at you what you're watching and you realize, wow, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. What happened? Where you start drowning in the Krishna consciousness. So that is life. That is progressive Krishna consciousness. And you know all these things like our friend here, the one-eyed guru, our friend, and the various other things. We should really try and minimize it as much as possible. I mean, it would be good to do away with it. Of course, maybe, do you like the cartoons? Maybe the children can watch cartoons. I remember when television first came to New Zealand, it was about 1960 or something. And we didn't have a TV. But our friends across the road had a TV. So we would go, and it was all black and white. There was one channel, and we would go. We were allowed to watch for like an hour, then we had to come home. And there was our favorite show was, there was a cartoon, Crusader Rabbit. Do you have Crusader Rabbit? Oh, you missed it. What did people do before television? How did they live? Did they live? Was there life before TV? Anyway, the thing is, you know, what I would say on the positive note is that as much as we can, it's nice to get together for Krishna conscious activities, together, sharing in Krishna consciousness, encouraging each other in Krishna consciousness, and doing Krishna conscious things together. Yeah. So, this is my message. We want you all to do like that. Just like Baladeva Vibhushan says in his concluding notes on his Bhagavad Gita commentary, he says, the devotees asked me to write a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And I thought, well, you know, here I am, I'm living at Radha Kund, and, you know, wouldn't it be better, you know, Bhagavad Gita is very philosophical and this yoga and that sacrifice and all that. Wouldn't it be better if I did something like Krishna Leela and so on? And then he said, well, but the devotees asked me, so I said, all right, I'll do it. So then I started writing. And he says, when I started writing, it was like the Bhagavad Gita became like an ocean. And it was as if Krishna put me on a boat and pushed me out into the ocean of Bhagavad Gita. But then suddenly I found the boat was sinking. But then I found it became like a submarine, and I was diving deeper and deeper into that ocean of Bhagavad Gita. And as I was diving deeper and deeper, I was finding so many jewels in the meanings. And now that I've come to the conclusion, now I don't want to come out. So we can know if we are progressing, if we find we're actually getting some taste for these things. And we should know that in order to progress, we should cultivate a taste in these things. Cultivate a taste means first to do them. Then the taste comes. The taste will come if we can become absorbed like that. So let's try and do like this. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.